not the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell ya how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drug jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fessed, talking about, baby please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped frontin' and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied, and a Rasta type Kango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Kamasa Cool V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted. Now my cousin Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn to get this JLB in effect. Then they look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's life straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a jar, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Nah, guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors.